Joining me on the Eagle is Tommy DiCarlo from Boston, who will be in our Bay Area before long. We got lots to catch up on. How was it, Tommy, being a kid from Utica growing up, listening to Boston records and now being out front?
Oh, it's a great feeling. Of course, something I never expected, but I'm certainly thankful for the opportunity that Tom Scholz and the band Boston has given me. It's been quite a ride, believe me.
I bet. And no shouting on the other end of the phone, Tommy, because I know you're in the vocal rest mode as you guys kind of rehearse late into the evening and you got to prepare for the tour. So we won't have any of that. What do you do on your downtime when you guys are not on the road? What are you doing?
Well, we have a band back in Charlotte, in our home of Charlotte, North Carolina. And our band is DiCarlo, our last name. It's my son, Tommy, myself, and we have a great drummer. And we play around Charlotte, and it's a lot of fun. It's great to get out with my son and play. And it keeps us busy, especially keeps me busy when we're not out with the band Boston. So that's what I do on my downtime.
Cool. And you guys still do a variety of cover stuff or some originals as well?
Yeah. No, we do. Mainly covers of the stuff that I grew up listening to, and my son is a big fan of that same music, so that's, I think that goes to show you the staying power of the music, you know, from, you know, the classic rock back in the 70s. And basically, we do a little bit of Boston, but we also do some of my other favorite bands, like the Foreigners and the Night
cool.
Ranger 38 Special and that type of stuff.
Great. Now, you're going to be here Saturday, May 2nd, a couple Saturdays from now at Ruth Eckert Hall, which is always a great venue for you guys, and we're going to talk about some other plans beyond that. But let me ask you, that Boston debut album being so monumental and selling so many copies, do you guys just about have to play all that? I'm thinking you almost have to, no matter what venue you play, because it's just everything on it was so fabulous. But, you know, it's so ingrained into the baby boomer fabric now.
Yeah, we play a good amount of that album on the live shows. And but, you know, you got to remember, the amount of hits that and great music that Tom has written, even on the first three, four albums worth, is there's a lot of material there. And it's definitely challenging to pull off live. But, we put a lot of work into our rehearsals, and actually they've been sounding great. We had a great rehearsal last night. Sounded awesome. So
cool.
It's very exciting to play that music. Yes, that first album is not only my favorite, but probably everybody else's too. Well, what a great album that is.
Well, you know, it is one of those albums in rock and roll, kind of like Hotel California or Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, that when you drop the needle down, and there's an old school term for you, I mean, everything, every track, opening groove to closing groove on the album is just amazing stuff.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the great things that we see at a live show is one hit after another, and the fans, they don't get a break. We just give it to them one after the other. And that's when I saw the band back in the 90s, that's what I loved about going to see Boston.
Yeah.
Just how many hits they played one after the other. And you know what? There isn't a lot of talking. It's just straight music, and you know, they come right at you with it, and it makes for a great show.
Now, you guys have had an album out in 2013, and I think joining you in 2012, if I did my homework properly, I think you got one of the best female bass players in the business.
Ah, yeah, that was Kimberly Dom. Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful musician and a great vocal. Kimberly has been quite a talent, and it's amazing that's another great thing about getting to perform with my favorite rock and roll band is that I get to meet some of the musicians that have been out with the band
mm-hmm.
on the way. So it's just an added perk. I mean, last time I seen these guys, I seen them up on stage, and here I am, I'm passing them in the hotels that we stay at, and we're walking down to the bus together, so it's pretty awesome.
Great. Now, you have some news to break here, and I want to talk about Boston hitting the high seas, but I'm going to turn it over to you, Tommy, and give us a scoop.
Well, Well, you know, from what I'm told, it looks like we're going to be playing, we're out with the band members are the last ones to know, believe me. Looks like we're going to be playing down in the Bahamas in Nassau.
Wow.
And it comes a little bit later in the tour, so it's almost like it's like the end of a school year when you go on a school trip. So all of us band members are definitely looking forward to going down there and having a good time. And it's going to be something new, at least for me, because I've never played in that type of an environment, you know. It looks like we're going to be doing something with the Carnival Cruise Line. So it's going to be an exciting – and I think we have 4 shows down there. So it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to that one.
And this has become a bit of a recent phenomenon of sorts, I guess, with bands out of the late 70s, early 80s, because I know that I think Journey and Styx may have done this. And I think from what I read, maybe Heart is also down the road a piece going to do a cruise as well.
Yeah, you know, I actually, when I found out that we were going to be playing down there, I went ahead and did a little research online. And yes, I think you're right. Those bands have made a run down there, and it looks like Nassau, Bahamas are becoming a place to rock. So we're definitely looking forward. If that's a place to rock, then we're going to go there and rock. So it's going to be a great time.
Well, you break out the Hawaiian shirt and flip flops, and you fit right in. And
yeah, if there's any place to do it, that's the place. So you good point. I think I might do that.
So you guys are on tour pretty much through almost the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I know they're adding us a few more dates here and there, but again, it looks like we're going somewhere into late August. At least that's the last I knew.
Okay. And how's Tom doing?
He is doing great. It really is a treat for all of us to be a part of such a iconic band, and Tom is most generous and just an amazing musician. So we up our game at rehearsal so we can be as good as him. But it's a lot of fun. Tom's doing great. The band is doing great. And we're really excited about the summer tour.
Being the genius that he is, has he added to his effect pedals at all or not? Or is he just kind of set with a standard that he's been working with for some time? He seems to be one of those innovators that could always be, tweaking a bit.
Yeah, that's he's got quite a rig over there, and I don't walk near it. I don't touch it. I try not to even look at it.
Yeah, smart man.
Yeah, he's done some, man. He's got some great stuff over there, man. And he's got some toys that he's invented, and he has a great. I think he's the only one who knows how to work it. So. He definitely has his stuff over there, and it makes for a great sound, though, doesn't it? I mean, that's the one great thing about the Boston music. As soon as you hear it, the minute you hear the first guitar lick, you already know who the band is. So that's awesome.
We're talking with Tom DiCarlo of Boston. They are going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall May 2nd. That is a Saturday night, and we are looking most forward to that. And again, the Carnival Cruise, is that in June or July, am I right on that, or is it later?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's out that somewhere that way.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we hope to catch up with you at Ruth Eckert Hall in a couple of weeks here, and we appreciate you taking time. And easy does it with that voice, Tom.
Ah, thank you, Nick. And I got to tell you, we're definitely excited about Ruth Eckert Hall. I've been fortunate enough to play there, I think, 3 times now, and it is definitely one of the venues that I look forward to going to. It's a great place to perform. Awesome.
Absolutely. It is the premier venue, I think, in all of Tampa Bay, and it's interesting to see the amount of bands who play there and then come back, because I think they just like the feel of the room.
Oh, yeah. It's a great-sounding room, and to be honest with you, they got a great dressing room.
Cool. All right, man. Well, listen, we'll talk at you down the road, and safe travels, and see you soon.
Good stuff, Nick. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.